Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you were led by the Holy Spirit 100% of the time, you'd never make a bad decision. You'd never lose money on a bad investment. Did you hear me? If you were led by the Spirit all the time. The reason people mess up, the reason people get hooked up with the wrong folks and they experience loss and experience problems is because they decided to do that apart from Him. He's not going to lead you into failure. He's the God of increase. Amen. Now go to John, please, the 14th chapter. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. John 14. Now in our previous teaching on this, we talked about that the Holy Spirit is not an impersonal force, not an it, but rather a person, a divine person. And in this passage, we see Jesus referring to the Holy Spirit with personal pronouns. If you look them up in the Greek, they are masculine personal pronouns. He, him, his. Not referring to an it, but a person. So as we read this again in John 14 and 16, every time you see the word he, him, his, referring to the Holy Spirit, I want you to read it out loud with me. It'll register on you better that way. John 14, 16 says, I will pray the Father, and he, that's talking about the Father, shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, if you skip down to the 26th verse, he continues talking about the Holy Spirit. He said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, what? He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I have said to you. The Holy Spirit is a person. It is improper and inappropriate to refer to him as it. Now, I know in the King James, you'll see a couple of references that use the word it or itself. But if you're here last Sunday, we talked about this. Look these words up and you'll see that the very same word is other place translated him or his or his self. So it's a matter of King James translation. And if you look in most of your modern translations, they don't have it. They have him. Him. And the reason I'm making such a thing out of this is because, I mean, do you want to be called an it? You walked in the door and we said, there it is. Well, did you see John? Yeah, it was over at my house. It's inappropriate, right? To refer to a person as an it, because to us, it means inanimate object. The chair is an it. The podium is an it. You are not an it.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Go to 2 Corinthians, please. And you'll see again why we're putting so much emphasis on this. You don't fellowship with an it. Right? How can you get to know an it? 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13, and the very last verse, last chapter, last verse of 2 Corinthians. It says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. You know, there are a number of passages in where you see all where you see all three persons of the Godhead. Now, I grew up being taught a oneness position. For, you know, a large portion of my life, I was taught that there is one God, and that is true. But that meant that there's only one person. And that God the Father is God the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the same person as God the Holy Spirit. And that's what I was taught. That's what I, you know, believed, didn't know anything else for years. But as I began to seek the Lord on my own, I saw that could not be. There is one God, but not one person. Did you hear me? And the word God, like for instance in the book of Genesis. In fact, just turn back there and look at it real quickly. Y'all mind if we take a little time on this? Genesis, I know this is, this sounds a little bit scholastic, some of this, but it's important what you believe about these things. Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis 1 and 26. Genesis 1, 26. What does it say? And God said what?
Let us
make man in our image. Well, who is us? If Jesus is the Father and Jesus is also the Holy Spirit, what is the us? Well, you see, God, the word God here, God said, let us make man in our image. The word God is the word Elohim. Elohim. And it is a uniplural noun. Excuse me for using some of these terms, but a uniplural noun. What is a uniplural noun? Like church. Church is a uniplural noun. How many church, if I say Faith Life Church is a good church, how many churches am I talking about?
One
church. But does that mean I'm talking about one person?
No, sir.
No. If I said, the Vaughn family is a good family. Family is a uniplural noun. How many families am I talking about?
One
family. But am I talking about one person?
No.
No. And so you'll see repeatedly things like this, the scripture that we just read, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. Oftentimes, when God is used in the verse with references to the other persons of the Godhead, it's talking about God the Father and the communion of the Holy Spirit. And you think about Jesus in his life. If Jesus is the Father, then you got an interesting situation. Who's he praying to? You see what I'm talking about? Who's he praying to if Jesus is the Father? He's praying to himself. And in the garden, when he says, not my will, but your, well, if he is the Father, how could you say that? You'd have to say, well, Father, I am you and you are me, so your will is my will, so my will be done. But he said, not my will, but your, must be two separate wills, must be two separate persons. And in the baptism, you remember? When Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan and he came up, what happened? The Father spoke. Well, the Holy Spirit descended in bodily shape and form as a dove. So we got, is Jesus descending on himself? And then we got the Father God speak out of heaven, said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. We got three persons here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One God? Yes. One person? No. Now, we could go on. I mean, we could, you know, if it was appropriate. But if you're not sure about this, study this. Don't take my word for it. Study it in the scripture. I tell you, an excellent place to go read is the Gospel of John. Read the Gospel of John. In fact, you got time for one more of these? Go to John 17 then. Read the Gospel of John and it becomes increasingly clear that Jesus is not the Father. And the Father is not Jesus. One God, yes. one person know. John 17. John 17. Jesus, you understand, is praying. This whole chapter is a record of Jesus' prayer to the Father. And in John 17, 21, notice this. John 17, 21, Jesus prayed to the Father. And of course, who is he praying to himself? If he's the same person, then he'd have to be. How many remember things like this? He said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. He went on to say this. He said, I didn't come from myself. I didn't send myself. But the Father, he sent me. I do always those things that please him. How can they be the same person? And in verse 21, he says, that they all may be what? Who? Who's he talking about? He's talking about you and me. That we all may be one. How? As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us. Is he praying that you and I and all the body of Christ, all the believers in the body, would be one, even as, just as he and the Father are one? Then is he praying that you and I become one person? Huh? Are we going to eventually meld into one great cosmic consciousness? And there'll be no more Keith and no more Mo and no more Rick, no more Dave and no more Susie and Bob. It's just all one person. No. I said no. God made you and I individuals. We'll always be individuals. But can we be one? Yeah. 1 Corinthians, 6:17? He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Have you been joined unto the Lord? Does that mean you are the Lord? You and he are the same person? It's not trick questions. The answer is no. No. No, you're not the Lord. He's not you. But you're one. There is a oneness. Right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are one God. Not one person.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Person of the Spirit, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R928. That's R928. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.